This is a somatic meditation inspired by Sharon Stanley to orient to the universe, to the earth, and to your inner ecology. Think of embodiment as a way to have one eye outward and one eye inward. It's how we build somatic empathy. So before you close your eyes, ensure that your body is completely comfortable. Notice if you're sitting in a way that is obedient, or tense, or tight. And take a moment to make any small little micro movements that might ensure that you are even more comfortable than you were a few seconds ago. And slowly begin to scan the room that you're in, allowing your ears and your eyes to move your neck rather than the muscles of your neck moving your neck. Orienting to light, to shadow. If you see trees out your window, then notice the tiny movements of leaves as the wind blows the leaves. If there is movement, notice those internal movements in your own body. And if there is stillness, notice the internal stillness. If anything feels stuck inside you, allow the outer movement of trees to teach the body on the inside to allow movement to happen. And now as you scan the room, allow your eyes to rest on something that is pleasurable. And draw a picture on the inside of your mind of what that looks like so that when you close your eyes, you will be able to remember what that pleasurable thing looks like. So take in the detail for another few seconds. And then close your eyes and see how long you can remember it, the image of something that is pleasurable to you. And then begin to drop down after your eyes are closed. Drop down, orienting to the earth beneath you. Sensing the gravitational pull of the earth. Can you sense its pull? Take a moment to really notice what it's like to surrender to the earth's gravitational field. Sensing perhaps its color, what it might sound like, and what it's like to surrender both your feet and your sits bones to that gravitational holding. And can you sense the particular vibration of the earth that is beneath you right now? The nearest river? The oldest tree in the vicinity? The most productive squirrel? The closest deer running through the woods? the movement of birds. And imagine that you have roots growing from your feet into the earth, and that your roots will begin to grow way deep down into the earth and wide. And imagine from your perineum a root going very deep towards the core of the earth, towards the warmth at the core of the earth. And notice as you root, discerning movements of air on water. As you're rooting, you also notice movement around you. And notice the network of mycelium everywhere, connective, connecting everything on this planet. Feel that connective tissue in your own body. It's like the mycelium of the earth. Notice the interconnectedness of your connective tissue, your fascia, and the mycelium. Notice if something is starting to vibrate in your own body. Is something coming to life a little bit more as you feel this connection? One eye in, one eye out. And follow your spine up like you would a trunk of a tree. Slowly feeling the steps of your spine moving upward. And feel the branches of nerves coming out from the trunk, out towards your skin. And up towards your brain, imagining that your brain is as fertile as new leaves on a tree. And feel the wrapping of your ribs around your organs. Feeling the three-dimensionality of your rib cage and the sternum that protects your heart. Allowing your heart to connect to the beat of the earth, the heartbeat of the earth. And feeling your shoulder blades similar to the wingspan of an eagle. Imagine little micro movements in your shoulder blades as if you were flying through the sky. What would that feel like to have such a wingspan and be carried on the wind? Navigating air currents. What would that feel like? Allow your mind to rest at the top of your neck, the base of your skull. and creating a little opening at the back of your neck. And as you do so, allow the gravitational pull of the earth to take your jaw. As you feel your eyeballs beautifully nestled in the eye sockets, let them rest, soften your eyes. And we're going to do a bowing to the earth. Slowly, gently letting your forehead drop towards the earth, your chin towards your heart, and a very slow movement of bowing to the earth as if you're going to show the top of your head to an old growth tree standing in front of you. Go slowly, without stretching the back of your neck. Just let it be a yielding of your chin towards your heart, your forebrain towards the earth, bowing to the earth. Just as slowly as you bowed to the earth, begin to raise your eyes so that they're in level with the earth, not above the earth, almost like you're looking out at the horizon. Discerning the various sounds in the room or outside of the room. Can you sense where your hair is growing out of your skull? Does feeling your skin awaken your skin? And just allow your body to breathe you. Let the breath be completely natural. And now, if you could imagine that your heart could travel anywhere in the universe right now, what planet would it visit? Would it fly above the earth? Would it land in a particular country right now? Notice where your heart wants to be at this particular moment and let it travel there. And then allow it to return home in your own body, in your own heart. Yield once more into the earth's gravitational pull, allowing your body to soften. And intend that you will take time to open your eyes, to let light in incrementally as you stay connected to this inner ecology. Staying in touch with what was vivid for you. Did anything change? Did anything stay the same? And as you begin to slowly open your eyes, see if you can stay in touch with the connection that you've made with your body and the earth's body as you continue with your day. On that note, have a beautiful day.